This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you guys haven't listened to Channing Frye's convo with the Morning Boys, really, really good stuff. Channing, and I just to throw this out to start before we even get into the point he made about Jared Allen there. Man, I got to tell you, I have no idea how that guy isn't a big part of somebody's coverage, especially considering his chemistry with Richard Jefferson. Like, ESPN's had Richard Jefferson locked down. I don't know how they haven't turned Channing and Richard into their iteration of the NBA on TV, because they've had them both for a while.
Yeah. No, he was Channing. He was great. But maybe the part of the problem is the idea that in speaking about why some of the coverage of the game isn't great, he was like, yeah, you know, the people on TV that don't know basketball. Maybe he's done a little bit too much of that, maybe.
Well, I mean, there's no difference than that than what, like, Barkley goes out of his way to say things about Kendrick Perkins, like once a show at least.
Which is why, even as talented as Barkley and Inside the NBA is, everyone's like, wait, they're going to ESPN?
I'm ready for it.
Like, there's a set of rules that, the Booyah Network plays by. That you can tell Barkley doesn't play by. Yeah. Channing Frye clearly doesn't play by.
Yeah.
If anything, Channing Frye should go on like Fox Sports 1 or something like that.
Why not like a better broadcasting network, though?
Well, again, ESPN makes you play by certain rules. It seems like he doesn't want to cover inside the lines.
I just wanted to take a shot at Fox Sports 1.
You know, I love Fox Sports 1.
You know, I was jamming you up a little bit here to start the show.
Like, I don't know why I'm like the only person in the world that loves that network, but I love that network.
So with that being said, though, getting back to his central point here, I mean, he's essentially saying the Cavs can teach Jared Allen to be tougher. And so there are he kind of pointed out the physical side of this. In the same breath, though, Channing also said it's not physical with him, it's mental. I don't know how you teach him to be mentally tough. I think that's like where I'm struggling with just the Cavs in general. I think Donovan Mitchell is mentally tough. I actually do think Darius is mentally tough. I just think he's physically not tough. I think the Cavs have a few guys who have some toughness to them and some grit. Strus, tough as nails in the playoffs with some of the stuff that he was doing. I don't know how you teach a guy. I think you can teach a guy physical toughness, so I think yes on that. If Jared's biggest issue is he's just not mentally tough, like playoff tough mentally, like how do you do that?
Well, it's hard too, because we can quantify when someone's physically tough and when they get physically tougher. How do we quantify if someone's mentally tougher?
Yeah. Well, I think you can turn it on, right? Like if you watch Anthony Edwards, there's no doubt that dude, as the kids would say, has the dog in him, right? Like there are just certain guys that you watch play, and certain guys don't have a choice. Like Draymond, without the mental toughness, is not on the court. Ben Wallace, without mental toughness, is not on the court. Jared, I think, has almost been afforded, because he's 7'1" and, you know, naturally a long, lanky guy. I don't think he's had to earn it the same way that other guys who maybe are undersized bigs have to in the NBA.
I'm trying to think of this like, if you were a trust fund kid, can you all of a sudden have the mentality to be someone that gets your gets your hands dirty and gets down and works a million hours and does everything. There are some kids that come from money that are that way, but there are also some kids that aren't, and they're never going to be that way.
Well, and I think, like, I've read a few sociology papers that it's just like the curse of eternal riches, and how, like, by the third generation, your returns on, like, guys with a backbone or guys who know how to do anything, it's nil, because it's over three or four generations, you just don't know how to honestly fend for yourself. I think the same thing in the NBA.
If you had hundreds of millions of dollars and you had your son and you looked at your son and you're like, man, the man orders, he has the butler get him food. He does no work. He does anything. What would your solution be to try to get him to actually turn that around? For myself and what I'm thinking, I'd surround him with people that have a work ethic. I'd surround him with people that have that mentality.
Like union guys?
Maybe. I feel like, I don't know. Do I drop him off in not bad parts of the city, but drop him off with
like a roofing crew?
I make him take like a summer apprentice with some trade workers or something.
This is Vinny. I want you to go swim with the sharks for a couple of weeks and then report back to me.
Think about how that work. Eventually, at some point, something would have to click, right? Like, is that what you have to do with Jared? I'm trying to figure it out. Can you just, by having tougher mentality guys around you, can you then in turn become tougher? And is that maybe part of the problem? Is that you're surrounded by a bunch of guys that aren't tougher mentality, and so you're just kind of, it's just a never-ending cycle of, oh, we're a trust fund kid and we hang out with other trust fund kids and we're not getting any better here.
Yeah, I think so. This is where the culture of nice starts to worry you a little bit. I think Donovan fit in with the culture of nice because he's a legitimately good dude and a legitimately nice guy.
Like, they prioritize this was on them in many ways.
And I think Donovan could fit in a crowd of tough asses. Because I think Donovan has that element to him. I think Darius can.
Donovan's a chameleon of sorts, I feel like.
I think that's fair. I mean, I think he's fit into a lot of different style of locker rooms going back from when he first got to Utah to what that evolved to. And then coming here, I think it was completely different. But I agree with Kobe Altman's central thesis from earlier this week, where we can get better on the margins. But that's not universal. And I think Jared's on the margins. Do you bring him in, somebody to shadow box with him? Do you bring Tyson? Just have him hang out with Mike Tyson in Vegas this summer and see where the day goes.
They've clearly put a priority though, and they've seeked out the nicer guys. In the moment that Kevin Porter Jr. started to go a little awry, I'm not saying they were wrong for getting rid of Kevin Porter Jr., but anytime they've had a guy like that, they've been like, all right, we're not dealing with this, we're done with this.
Well, I mean, in fairness, Kevin,
it's completely fair. Kevin, I'm not saying it's not Kevin, it's completely fair.
Kevin was, that was a different situation. The bigger stop sign was, hey, Marcus Morris said things these guys didn't like, so we're not going to re-sign Marcus.
It feels like at every turn that you get somebody that has a little bit of edge to them, a little toughness to them, and then they find that out or it gets exposed for some reason, they send that person packing. And you can tell in the people that he's brought in, they've made an effort to bring in nicer people.
So this is why...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I think this kind of leads to another point that Channing Frye made on with the Morning Boys. And he was talking about how, you know, in terms of intensity, you need somebody to go along with Evan Mobley on the defensive side of the things, kind of similar to the way maybe Donovan has an intensity on the offensive side.
I will put it this way. I'm looking around to see if I can get a defensive leader. I don't have that. Like, Evan Mobley is that, but I need somebody in the backcourt who is that, not the front court. So Evan Mobley is obviously defensive player of the year, is a ridiculous defensive talent. In the playoffs, you're going to need to wait for him to get stronger and to be healthy, and you can rely on him. But you also need somebody that is like, this is my job. OKC has three guys that literally their job is to make life miserable for opposing teams. When you can put somebody like Alex Caruso, who comes off the bench, or Hartenstein on Jokic, and obviously they're not necessarily going to stop him, but they make life miserable for him. It allows you to create opportunities, turnovers. So for me, they need a defensive juggernaut to really anchor this team next to Evan Mobley on that backcourt.
All right, I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off. Why can't that be Isaac Okoro?
Well, it's supposed to be. I mean, I think initially we all had the aspirations that that would be Isaac Okoro. It hasn't developed into that at all.
Well, I have my criticisms of Isaac, namely that he thinks he's kind of like the defensive Deion Waiters. Like, there's a delusion to Isaac and who he thinks he is on the offensive side of the ball that is wildly apparent. Anytime he gets an open three and he's like, yes, this is the time or place for me to shoot this. But I guess my thing is, like, I look at that, you know, this is not the bleeper or get off the pot moment with Evan Mobley. I don't know, it has to be the bleeper get off the pot moment with Jared Allen. But considering Isaac has one more year left on this deal, if we're talking about teaching toughness to a guy that I don't know Jared has the kind of mental toughness, the mental acuity you need for the playoffs. That's it. I don't know, because I don't know Jared. I just never seen it consistently on the court. Even if I saw it for four games against Orlando 2 years ago, I don't know where that went the last 15 playoff games, but it's gone.
Maybe the injury played into that.
But like specific to Isaac, like I know he has the defensive mental acuity.
It's supposed to be the best part about Isaac
and
Okoro, yeah.
Like we didn't see that bulldog come out when he was on the court, and I wonder why, because I will say everyone, I'm talking about in the Pacers series, when they got everybody ready for this, the playoffs. They got Ty Jerome ready for the playoffs, as evident in game one, or the first round series. They got everybody ready as possible as you could. You saw Darius ball out in that first series. Donovan, the only guy that you can say never truly showed up to the playoffs was Isaac. He had about 14 minutes per game. I think he was 4 points per game.
Because I remember talking about this. Remember it was game four against Miami? I remember telling you I thought it was odd that Atkinson just didn't even play Okoro. It wasn't even just the first half of the game. It was about midway through the third quarter, and that game was an absolute blowout. And there was no need for any of the starters to even be out there at that point. And he just wasn't putting Okoro out there. And I told you, I was watching that game with my father-in-law. He's like, where's Okoro?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. I don't know why Atkinson isn't doing that. I would wonder if maybe Atkinson just fell out of belief or trust with Okoro, and that's where that all stems from.
I also think this is maybe they put all their eggs in the offensive basket. And there were points in the regular season where they said, Ty, we don't care if you play defense. We don't care if Sam Merrill plays defense. Like, Dean Wade has to play defense because he's more of a big wing, but like, to a lot of the guys, defense was secondhand. And so I think because Isaac's is a defense first guy, and that is his true value, I just don't think they valued him this year. And I think, like, that to me is where, like, if you're not going to give that kid a chance, you can't tell me that kid couldn't be Nesmith. You can't tell me that kid can't be a 24 minute a night off the bench guy who his job, you just go to him and say, you're my bulldog. Yeah, I'm going to put you on.
Pesky.
I'm going to put you on everybody that's 6'6 and below in the NBA. And if they score 20 easy points, you're not in the game tomorrow. Right? Now, if they score 20 points the hard way, well, then you've done your job. It's not about points scored, but it's about how it looks. The more we've come away, and again, if it's okay if the answer is we don't think he can be that. Or, you know, we've done what we can with him. We think he's got to go somewhere else. But I think that's the... You got to make a decision on Jarrett. That's fair. You probably need to make a decision with Darius in the near future. But if Isaac is here next year, you can't tell me that guy who at points has been by far your best on-ball defender.
Well, I mean, think about what happened. I mean, I thought Atkinson sent a sign. Game two, remember, you still had the issue with Darius, and Okoro got thrusted into basically starter minutes. He played almost 30 minutes. Before the game, you said you'd drive off the road if you got nearly 30 minutes in that game. He ended up getting close to 30 minutes, and then you fouled it up in game three, and I think he played 3 or 4 minutes in that game. He barely saw the floor, and I wonder if that's just a response to how that matchup was with the Pacers, how he didn't look good defensively against them, because they still got what they wanted and they scored when they were able to. And I think there had to have been something there with Atkinson, that it, because we don't ask enough Isaac Okoro questions that obviously just live there.
216-474-0092. So Channing Frye says you can teach toughness to Jared Allen, and that the Cavs need a defensive juggernaut, somebody that can match what Mobley does, but out in the backcourt. Is it you know what or get off the pot time with Isaac Okoro? Grant's got a thought on Jared Allen. We'll hear from him next, and quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.